crave relationship, and we desire to be relationally rich. And as the chiropractors, as the quarterbacks and the architects of our teams, we're responsible for knowing that and creating a team where every member is a relationally strong with every other member. Our teams need to be a genuine community in order to thrive. And if we can't get our teams together as a thriving relational group, how are we can be expected to do the much harder thing and introduce patients, as many as we see, and ask them to become a part of a thriving community of a practice at your office, you know? So how do we do that? And here's an analogy that when I studied this, I came across, which I think is a good one. We need to be and develop teams that are like aspen trees. And I didn't really know anything about aspen trees until I was studying for this, but I'm never going to forget about the aspen tree. And although aspen trees, you've probably seen them, beautiful trees, look like a little bit like our Canadian birches, but you find them in the States a lot. There's a lot out in the Midwest. But although they look like individual trees, they always exist in community. You know why? Because they share a common interconnected root system. And every tree in an aspen grove is actually part of a single living organism. So the first aspen tree that shows up in an area arrives by a seed. The first tree, but then every subsequent tree is a product of the developing root structure that grows out. And it's an amazing thing, and it's a great analogy. So when you have that aspen grove, if your team is like an aspen grove, you can lose an individual tree, or even a fire can come and just wipe the whole thing out, but that colony springs up again more vibrant than ever because of that shared root system. This is why you hear Dean say all the time, if something happens to you or something happens to some of your team, what's going to happen to the practice? It's not going to skip a beat, even when we're not there. Why? Because we have that good common root structure. It allows us to have that permanency that outlives any of our individual contributions. So what we need to do is we live on. Why? Because if we put a great team into place, it lives on and the community grows. But not without that deep, extensive root system, the why, that nourishes every member of the team. And a common why is what creates that deep root structure that lives beyond and is bigger than any of our individual members of the team. It provides the reason for what we do, and it provides the purpose and allows the community to be established. So